Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening. Welcome to another edition of the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, speaking to you live here in Washington, D.C. And welcome to our show. Tonight we were trying to bring you a special recording of our broadcast, which is, I'm still trying to
Blog Talk Radio.
Who we are.
Blog Talk Radio.
And which we are trying to go with our show for today, but I'm having a problem having the show to come on. We have a repeat and a recording of Heaven on Earth, Heaven on Earth as it is in Heaven, and this is a speech that Imam W.D. Muhammad, and we pray that Allah will forgive his sins and grant him into paradise. And we certainly pray and thank you so much for the teachings that he left with us. And today you have around 10 or 15 million Muslims, African-American Muslims, practicing Islam in this country because of his teachings. So we pray that Allah will take him into the highest part of paradise. And us all for this special month, special holy month that we all are going through fasting. So, Brother Aziz, I'm going to greet you, Ramadan Mubarak. Hope you're having a blessed Ramadan. And welcome to today's show.
Thank you, Brother Bilal. Ramadan Kareem to you, my brother. Yes, it's beautiful. You know, Ramadan has been good this year, brother, as always, but it's always a struggle to go through Ramadan. That's what makes it so good when we have the Eid for accomplishing this, you know.
Right. So,
please, our Lord. Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, bro, you know, that's a good selection that you picked for us to listen to tonight.
Yes, I'm just hoping we can bring it in. I'm trying to bring up the recording in the meantime. I'm going to let you go in and give us your general comments, and I'm going to work on bringing in this recording. So, again, I'm going to turn it over to you, Brother Aziz.
Yes. Welcome, audience, to another edition of the Blog Talk New Africa Black Belt Business Association Blog Talk Radio Show. And what we do every Wednesday, Central Eastern Standard Time, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., we talk about networking and marketing African-American businesses. And to our listeners, whether you're in business or want to go in business, or you just want information concerning business, this is what our Blog Talk Radio show is about every Wednesday. We bring on people that are in business as well as people that want to start businesses, and they comment on what they have to bring out to let us know about the businesses they're in, or either the business that they would like to go in. And this topic is will and something that we need to be on right away, because as Brother Bilal has been saying lately, as well as another one of our brothers that listened to our show, Sam Harris, we the black community are on life support systems when it comes to monies and businesses. We have monies that we spend everywhere else to do all kind of this and that with, buying trinkets, buying goods that are of no value. But when we do this and go buy these goods, we're buying them from someone outside of our community. And the monies that we spend, they're not able to circulate back into the community and help someone else in the African-American community. And that's what we're trying to do. Other people we know, other groups of people in the country, they form different business entities together and supported one another because they have something in common. We, too, African-Americans, have a lot in common with one another. And it's almost like we are one big family because of the circumstances that we've been through as a people here in America. So we know that many a times our communities have tried to establish businesses, and because of the inherent racism in America, our African-American businesses, especially when they are prospering, has been destroyed. They have been sought out, singled out, and destroyed one way or another, either by fire or literally tearing down the businesses or sending some type of governmental enforcement agency there to discredit the operation of the business as though the business has not been functioning as a legitimate business. We used to have a number of black African-American banks in the community around the country that we could put our monies into and be able to see that bank grow as well as get monies from that bank in order and use it for whatever, buying homes, promoting our businesses, or going into a business. But we see all of these things are slowly but surely disappearing, and the motivation and the concern for doing this is not at the point that we would like it to be. We are here at the New Africa Black Belt Business Association, Black Belt Wall Street Association. We are trying to bring this back, or be part of bringing this consciousness back to the African-American community about putting businesses in your community, whatever the business may be, food business, laundry business, medical, lawyer, accountant, whatever the businesses are. These are things that we use in our daily life every day, and we need to stop putting the monies elsewhere because it's not benefiting us if the money doesn't circulate in our community. If it doesn't circulate in our community, we see property values going down, people moving out of the community. We need to provide jobs for our community, and the way we can do that is by going into business or going into business with other like-minded people. This has been a big struggle for a long time, finding like-minded people to go into business with. Well, at the New Africa Black Belt Business Association in Washington, D.C., that's what we're about, bringing people together that want to go into business together and letting them meet one another, exchange ideas with one another. Maybe they can get together and start a business, start one that's going to not only benefit the community, but also benefit them as individuals, bringing money in to support their families and perhaps to support other families also. So this is what we're about, not only just on Wednesdays when we have our program, but this is what we talk about all the time. We give support to businesses, and African Americans are struggling in business. Maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, Brother Bilal and I went down to a demonstration that was in front of the White House by a group of people from the Black Farmers Association. And they were protesting because they were due funds from the government that they never got, and they're behind so far in taking care the black farmers till they got to be. It's shameful. It is shameful that we could send money to countries like the Ukraine and other countries that are really not doing anything for America. We call ourselves helping out our human needs and people that are in destitute positions. But look at our black farmers. They're in need as much as anyone else, right at home. It's like being sick with a disease, and instead of getting treated by the doctors that you have at home, you send your doctors to another country to treat somebody else, and at home, your people die. They die because you send the help somewhere else. And this is what we're talking about that's happening with African-American businesses, the Black Farmers Association, and the black farmers that had won their lawsuit 15 years ago or better, and the government is still taking their sweet time in rewarding and giving these brothers what they deserve. These people cannot call themselves good people or decent people and like-minded. And one of the things that what really bothers us is the term government. The term government and the name government is an identity where we have people that are in there supposedly running the government. They're not for the people, by the people, of the people. These are individuals that's looking out for special groups. Matter of fact, racism. This is racist. That's what we have in those positions, a lot of the positions that people have that are part of what we call the government. The government itself, the structure, is a good structure. The rules and regulations are right there to treat everybody fair. But the people that's put in the position to administer those things, to make sure those things that go wrong, they're criminals. They're criminals. Not that I'm saying this here because of anger or nothing. We're talking about the proof laid right out in front of us to see. And this is because of the way we're getting treated. So this is what we're here for, brothers and sisters, to promote African-American businesses, to have African-Americans that are in business network, or if they're not in business, still network with someone that would like to go into business. So we're here every Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m. doing the same thing, trying to get an awareness, wake you up, get our community motivated, those that wasn't motivated, try to help you get motivated, maybe saying some words of inspiration that will want you to go find a black African-American business in your community and support it, whatever it is. Because when you look around in the community now, mostly you see people from other countries, people that are not of us, that are the ones running those businesses in our communities. And when they take that, when they get that money, they take it right out of our community and don't put nothing back in there. There are certain people, groups of people, that will buy nothing from an African-American business because they don't need them. And they don't need them, they don't support them. But we need businesses, and that's why a lot of times we go and put our monies into these other people's businesses, because we don't have those type of businesses that are run by us in our community. So if you, those that are listening to me, whether you're on the internet or you listen on the community line we have, I hope these words motivate you and get you to listening to New Africa Black Belt Wall Street Business Association. Listen to our program and get motivated. Get ready to help out your community. Do your part in trying to bring some business back into this community, our community, because we're talking about looking out for our youth, our children today, because we know other groups of people, their children is well aware of the need to have their own type of businesses in their community. One of the groups of people I give a lot of credit to is the Spanish or the Latino group that came here in America. They have businesses popped up everywhere. Whatever country they're from, they still pop. They still go into business, and the support comes instantly. And the good thing and the bad thing about it is for us is, as soon as they set the businesses up in our community, we go support them just as more than they support anything that we might have, and that's including the beautician shops, the barber shops, in the beautician beauty supplier. We see other people selling us goods and products that we need to take care of our hair, our beautician needs and all that. Other people selling us stuff for us. That's not good. That's not good. It's really an embarrassment. It's really humiliating to know that. And the more conscious we become about the need for businesses in our community, the more and more we're going to see things get better. It's a consciousness that we got to bring about. It's going to have to be, and, you know, and all we can do is try to do our part, try to motivate our brothers and sisters to participate in this, and we hope that we will look forward to hearing some of our viewers give us some of what their opinions are on this need. Have you got things straight there yet, Brother Barlow, for the good message that we're going to live with the WD?
We're going to switch our subjects because it looked like the one that we had scheduled, for some reason we can't download it. But anyway, we'll go with one of our, we'll switch to one that we can download. And the subject that you're talking about, racism and affirmative action. You know, Brother Aziz, you and I both know, during this holy month of Ramadan, we didn't want to come on the radio station talking
right.
about these types of things because we wanted to keep our minds on fasting and praying and reading God's word. But by necessity, we had to come on tonight, and we was going to have our imam speaking of the subject of heaven on earth as it is in heaven, which is a wonderful teaching, but we just can't bring it up. So we're going to switch over to one that we do have, and I thank you for your comments, but I'm not going to hold you up. We're both going to go back to Ramadan, and we're going to do an affirmative action in racism because of the hate that's going on during this holy Ramadan and what went on over there in Israel. The kind of hate. I don't believe these white supremacists and these Zionists, something bad is going to happen to our world. Happen to our world because it's not the Russians, it's not the Ukrainians, it's right here in the United States and Israel. The biggest threat to peace is right here in the United States and Israel. And Joe Biden, if he don't do something about it, I guarantee you he won't be our president.
Absolutely.
He won't be. I won't vote for him, and I know there are many African-Americans who they wanted to send to the White House. She said she didn't want to go. She'd rather go to the Biden's house, to the Obama's house. So you can see how black people want to be independent of white folks altogether. Our young folks, everyone, is just sick and tired of the hate that these folks display on us. But again, it's Ramadan. I'm not going to break your peace. I'm not going to break my peace. We're going to just simply do this recording. So, Brother Aziz, I'm going to switch it on over to a recording. Ramadan
Mubarak. All right, my brother. Ramadan Mubarak to you, my brother. Ramadan Kareem also.
Matter of fact, I heard
themselves and get rid of, because I don't never see a situation where black folks and white folks are going to have a civilized society. White folks can't do it. Their hate is way too deep. They're, when you start talking about demons, I mean, it goes way back with these people. Way back, they're ball bearings. They started out as ball bearings, and that ball bearing hate cannot, it's just in their system. And
right.
There is nothing we can do. We done everything we can do. We've made them the richest peoples in the world through the slavery that they put us through, and they still want more slavery from us. They still want to think that they are superior, but there is no superior. How can these folks be superior to anybody? When what do they have to offer the human world that says that they could even be equal, let alone superior to anyone. Like I said, I didn't want to get angry during this holy month, and I pray that Almighty God will forgive anything that I've not thinking. And I'm praying that I don't even put any considerations in my mind of anything negative or anything have to do with fighting this holy month, because we're trying to give our attention to our Creator. And so are those folks over there in Israel, over there in Palestine, that was praying in that mosque that they've been praying in for thousands of years. And here it is, some white folks come from Germany calling themselves Jews.
Yes.
Attack folks and the United States support such devils. Only a devil would support a devil.
Yes.
Only a devil would support a devil. And so, like I said, we're not going to, I feel so sorry for our brothers and sisters over there. Especially now that they have to stop their fast and get off the, I would say the Sirata Mustaqi, and start thinking about fighting and going to war. Because if they don't fight, you see what the Israelis would do to them. I mean, beat up, didn't make no difference where they was women, kids, everybody that was in there. And then they saying that folks were throwing rocks at them. That's all those folks got to fight with is rocks. Why isn't it that the Europeans aren't trying, no European nation is trying to help these poor people. But the United States has made Israel, and now even Israel was giving the fingers to America just a couple days ago, telling Americans to stay out of their business. And they have their own sovereignty, and America... America has nothing to do with what they do. But yet
that
still,
country, that stolen legacy that they have over there called Israel, brother, they wouldn't exist if America didn't use a black man to go over there and negotiate that territory for those Zionists. Because back at the time when that treaty was negotiated, the Palestinian people would not talk to none of them Zionists. They wouldn't talk to none of them white folks. So they had to send a brother over there, Senator Edwin Brooke. You know, and what we're dealing with is a bunch of cowards, brother. It's the same way with the prosecution of Donald Trump in both states, in New York and in Georgia. It's black people sitting there as the prosecutors to do this because all the white men were too coward and afraid. It's been that way all along, you know. Very few people spoke up about racism. The so-called people that went down in Mississippi, the civil rights workers that got killed down there, you know, we see that, you know, they were attacked. They were attacked, killed, and buried in places because they tried to stand up and fight that evil. So that's the kind of fear that was putting in the white men when those white Southerners down there killed some white Northerners and told them, you ain't nothing but troublemakers. Get out of here. Leave now. They showed on TV yesterday where the civil rights bus, brother, they burned it down with the people was on. They had to run off the Greyhound bus.
Yep.
Who does stuff like this?
Devils.
Who does this except devils, savages?
The devils.
And the thing, and it's been recorded where the world can see this behavior that's taking place that was done, and they think it changed because, yes.
I have to say this, did you see on the news just tonight where the Archdiocese in Baltimore, they said they have raped over 600 boys.
Yes.
Over 600. And this is the rapes that they know that have gone on. So I'm saying when you rape a boy, you know what you're doing to him.
Yes.
Know exactly what you're doing to him because a boy doesn't have what females have, which means
that's
I hate
right.
to see him bend them over, and you know how nasty that is. And this is somebody
yeah.
you call a priest. So this is, I mean, and these are supposed to be the decent white folks.
Yeah.
Brothers, we have got to just simply wake up and find, so this business of going back to Africa, brother, sounds like a damn good idea to me. Damn good idea. Because, I mean, I'm 75 years old. I don't have a long time on this earth, but just think about our young folks. Just think about our young folks. And our young folks they already, as far as the military, the military now has one of the biggest shortages of all times. Nobody's joining the military. As far
That's
as the
correct.
Police, the police departments have the biggest shortage of all time. Nobody want to be a policeman. So, again, you can see there is something going on in this country, and we know what it is. But this hate is going to destroy this country. These white folks ain't going to help because war is going to happen. I can't see no other way out of it. Whether it's right here where we have civil war right here in this country, which look like we ain't nothing but a minute away from, especially with folks like Donald Trump, who's telling folks he just said today, to get rid of the Justice Department. That's what he's telling the Republican Party. Look, get rid of them. Don't defund them.
Defund the Justice Department, federal officers, defund them.
And the FBI, defund the FBI. It goes to show, if this man became president, that's the end of the country and democracy. Because, again, you would have civil unrest, a civil war, just like they did years ago, the North and the South killing each other, white folks killing. We're just a minute away from it right now. And
I am saying,
Americans, we've got to be about taking care of ourselves. And until we do go back to Africa, we've got to form an Africa right here in this country and make certain that we are going to protect our lives and our existence here in America. We're going through the devil's in charge with these white folks. I mean, for those folks to go into that masjid, and you don't see no white folks are saying anything about it.
No.
You don't see for nobody being regrettable during this holy month of Ramadan.
Yeah, they don't see nothing wrong with it.
They don't know anything about, that's what I mean about this, they're pagans. They don't know anything about Ramadan. They don't know anything about the prophets. They make their own prophets.
Right.
And so, again, you're dealing with those who, like I said, I don't see no peaceful way of dealing with these folks.
And then the other problem, Brother Bilal, is they wouldn't have did that unless they knew that the Saudis were cowards. All the rest of them around, all those UAE Emirates, they're a bunch of cowards, brother, cowards. The only one that's brave enough over there is the brothers and sisters that's in Iran. They're the only ones saying, hey, you cannot keep doing these atrocities to our people, and we just stand by and continually let you do this. So all of them, they try to say Iran's a bad boy, Iran's this, Iran's that, they're this and that. But the real culprit is the one trying to make everybody else seem bad, like they're no good. Those Zionists in Israel got to go.
If the United States and Israel would stop their aggression and their wars, that wouldn't the world, I think, would be at peace. World would be at peace because we know what's going on there in Ukraine. The same Jews,
right,
that did this atrocity to those brothers and sisters today, they're the same Jews that thought they could walk in on Putin. But now they're paying the price. They're paying the price.
Right.
The United States can go in there and think that they, but Russia is nobody to be playing around with.
That's right.
Russia has more nuclear weapons than anybody in the world.
Right.
So again, and China, because of the Republicans been going over there into Taiwan, McCarthy done gone over there, and he's in Taiwan as we speak.
Yeah.
And then the governor of Virginia is talking about going over there. China is highly pissed. And I'm saying you cannot keep on pushing powerful countries like this and think that there's not going to be a repercussion. Because if the things was going on here in the United States, we wouldn't tolerate it. So why do you
think
Russia and China and all the other in the Middle East is going to tolerate your behavior? So we're living in a very dangerous time, but it's time that African Americans looking into.
I was gonna say at that time, my brother, but a little bit past it, actually.
Brother Aziz, we're gonna just stop right here. Ramadan, continue. Have a blessed Ramadan, Brother Aziz. We ain't coming back this station until after Ramadan is over with. It's just that simple.
All right, my brother. So,
Ramadan, goodbye.
Ramadan Mubarak, Ramadan Kareem to you, my brother. And inshallah, we'll talk again soon, Brother Bilal.
Inshallah.
Alhamdulillah.